Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study on Ephesians chapter 6, we were taught that tithing and giving an offering is an act of worship and an act of faith. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
In Philippians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17, we read this, "For even in Thessalonica, ye sent once and again unto my necessity, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account." He even likens this giving in Philippians 4 to the sweet savor offering of the Old Testament. Did you realize that tithing to your local church and giving to missionaries through your local church is not only something God has really commanded us to do, but it is an act of worship. It is an act of faith. That's why 2 Corinthians will tell us that the Lord loveth a cheerful, a hilarious giver, one that is just happy and excited that he's got funds and that he can give those things, not just a tenth, but an offering above a tenth. He can give to the work of God, and he's excited about that. That is a heart of worship. Isn't it especially great when we think that you pray and you ask God to lay on your heart what to give above your tithe, and you do, and souls are saved? More of our churches need deacons like Tychicus who will encourage the people instead of bringing them down. Paul and the team were in many persecutions and trials. Many bad things happened to them. Instead of focusing on the negative, he instead shows them what God is doing in the spreading of the gospel. Now, my friend, we have enough leaners in the church. It is great when we have some lifters in the church. Are you a leaner or are you a lifter? Tychicus, Paul, are those who lift up the local church. Now, this tells us that scripturally, we're to be a fundamental church, and at the same time, we can be encouraged. Although we may have a church that preaches against sin, that calls people to repent, a church that has standards in a day that mocks our righteous standards, and they call us legalists, fundamentalists, and hate mongers. Well, my friend, we could not survive if it wasn't true that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So therefore, encourage one another and comfort one another. We see that prayer is requested for the missionary by the missionary, and that reports were given to the church, as was the duty for providing knowledge for the local church. And so we've seen the duty of performance in verses 1 through 9. We've seen the duty of preparation, perseverance in verses 10 through 20. And we've seen the duty of providing knowledge in verses 21 and 22. And now, finally, to close out this book, we see in verses 23 and 24 the duty of parting rightly. Peace be to the brethren, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. Well, there's a twofold blessing requested by Paul from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ here in verse 23. And that is, peace be to the brethren. Now, when one is a brother, he is of the same blood. Do you realize that if you're saved, you're of the same blood as I am, because we come into the new birth by the blood of Christ. There's no other way to come into this new birth but by the blood of Christ. And why does he say peace? Well, John 16:33 says, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. And so, if we live right, the Lord knows that we're going to have tribulation in this world. And it's the world that's going to be giving us tribulation. And until the rapture, any tribulation that a Christian goes through comes from the world. It comes from the devil. But then at the rapture, we're caught out. And then the world goes through the wrath of God. Then they go through a tribulation, not that the devil gives out, but that God gives out. Now, by the way, it is yielding to the Holy Spirit through the Word of God that a Christian has the peace of God as well as peace with God. What a blessing, then, that when we see this idea of peace, the Father and the Son, that we see the Trinity is involved in this final salutation and parting request. And then he also adds love with faith. The word for love is agape. It's the highest form of love. It's a love that is capable only by God. And a Christian can only love this way as he is yielded to God and allows God to love through him in accordance to the Word of God. Now, faith, then, love and faith, faith is doctrine. Doctrine of which we are fully persuaded. In other words, it's that by which we live. Christian love is not an empty sentiment or an emotionalism. It is not a statement. It is not just a well-worded statement. It is a wellspring of joy built on the knowledge of the Word of God. And in that, this is a request of peace with love and faith to be granted from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We see that faith includes the Word of God, and it is the Spirit of God who teaches it to us to help us to obey it, and we can obey it in His power. This, in a sense, is showing us the good that comes from putting on the whole armor of God. Brethren, harmony must always be in the Word of God. And that's why we read back in chapter 4 and verse 13, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Unity is not for you and me to get along. Unity is to be right in doctrine, to come into the full knowledge of Christ, and to have our lives ever, ever maturing and measuring up to the stature of the fullness of Christ. And we won't do that in this lifetime. But if you want unity, and you want it to be biblical unity, the only unity you can have with other Christians is in the Word of God and in Christ that is ever seeking unto the holiness and righteousness of God. It's not compromising doctrine. It's not compromising standards in order to get along. That is unity, but it's the unity that's of the world. It's the unity that is of the devil, but it's not the unity that is born of God. Our harmony must be in the Word of God. And so he says, grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, grace is the evidence God used to show that Paul was the one that wrote a book of the Bible. In 2 Thessalonians 3:17-18, it says, the salutation of Paul with mine own hand, which is the token in every epistle, so I write, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Paul's salutation was the word grace. when he would say, grace be with you. Some people wonder, was the book of Hebrews written by Paul? We don't know for sure, but I tend to think so because he said that his salutation, and that's the salutation used in the book of Hebrews, was grace be with you. So grace is the evidence that God used Paul to write the book of Hebrews, but it's also showing that he used grace to write this book. All the books of the Bible are for your life, and they're given to us by the grace of God. And he says, grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you love our Lord Jesus Christ? Notice that this is not requested for everyone. It's only for those who love. And by the way, that word love is in a continual tense, showing us that it's an active love, not just a stated love. And so this is a request that the grace of God be with all of those that love our Lord Jesus Christ. Peace in a troubled world, love in a selfish society is possible, but only by grace, which is energized by faith in the Word of God. Now, my friend, this tells us don't wish grace to the enemies of Christ. Don't wish grace to the enemies of Bible doctrine. In 2 John verses 9 through 11, it says, whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. Somebody comes to your house and tries to witness to you, and you're not sure if they know what they're talking about. You just ask them this question. Do you believe that Jesus Christ was Almighty God in the flesh? If they say no, then that man is a transgressor, and he is not abiding in the doctrine of Christ, and therefore he hath not God. And so 2 John 9 says, whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. And if there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed, for he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. And don't wish good luck or Godspeed or anything like that or grace to someone that is teaching and spreading false doctrine, a false religion that does not receive your Christ as Almighty God and Lord. He says, if you do, then you're partaker of their evil, and God just puts that on your account as doing the same evil. And so we are told again, grace all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ, and he adds, in sincerity, amen. So let it be. Sincerity has the idea of purity and incorruption. In other words, it's not in a fleshly way. Our love to Christ isn't acceptable if it is not in sincerity. Yes, our love must be pure for God. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.